KSL News Time is 6:39. Triple team traffic. And how's the commute looking now, Andy?
Right now we're starting to see more slowing building on I-15 going between 106th and 90th, as well as heavy traffic up towards 7200 South. Not really much more than an extra minute or two on your drive time, but volumes are increasing quickly, so you want to get ahead of that if you're in a big rush this morning. Redwood Road, a little bit busy near 35th Southwest Valley, and SR-201, SR-202, those lights are still flashing in all directions, and so it's a little bit of extra time for eastbounders coming in from Tooele. Eric Butler.
Checking out things in Utah County, University Avenue, a little bit busy on the southbound side near Center Street, and University Parkway in Orem for westbounders going by State Street. That's a little bit thicker than the rest of the intersections. I-15, no problems right now from Provo and Orem heading up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We've got a crash in Layton. This is southbound I-15. Actually, it's in Kaysville. It's right at the 200 North exit in Kaysville. And looks like the left lane, your fast lane, is blocked, and possibly a center lane as well. That has traffic backed up all the way to the Gentile Street overpass. It's causing a lot of problems for you. You're going to have to add at least 10 extra minutes to your drive moving from Layton through Kaysville. Other than that, things look good on the other roadways. All My Sons Moving and Storage is a well-trained, friendly staff. All My Sons is insured, accredited A with the Better Business Bureau. For information, call *Move or allmysons.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We've got another